Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hey, Naomi, it's Michael from Local Slash. You just spoke a few seconds ago.
Thanks, Michael. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, if we could do 1 o'clock, then
hello?
Between 12 and 1 o'clock, because it's going to get windy after that.
Hello?
Hi, Evangelina. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So sorry, I was on mute. Anyway, so yeah, as what I was saying here, so she has free campaigns with us. So every time we receive calls from the website, from his Facebook ads, or from just a regular Google search, he won't be charged. He only get a big deal if we receive leads regarding plumbing services, HVAC, if those leads come from the Google verified campaign or LSA.
Okay, and then how long is that campaign going to run, or can we manage, or like, I guess, what's the word, like turn on and off when we want, or does it have to run for a full extended period of time?
So, yes, we have an option that we can pause it, you know, within the time period. So, yeah, there's always an option we can turn on and turn off the ad. As we speak, we're the one that's actually managing it. In fact, we're still waiting for him to complete the application form, so we can create his profile and submit it to Google. But yes, we can always turn it off and turn it on anytime.
Okay, got you. And then, so what are we being charged for that service for you guys to help us get all this together with those generated leads coming through?
I'm sorry, come again, please. Are you asking for how much or?
Yes. How much is this whole thing that you guys are helping us do? What would the price be that we're paying?
So he already paid the application fee way back on, I'm sorry, that was, I think, when he established the account way back on January 5th. So we already, we already paid a $250 application fee for that. So while, after he submitted the application form, after he completed submitting all the documents required and even the background check, so once the ad is ready to run, then that's when we're going to call him for the activation. So there is a budget activation fee for that. So since he has two services that we offer with different rates, so for plumber, the activation fee for that one is actually $574. Well, for HVAC, the activation fee is, let me just check, $661. So that's a total of $1,235 for both services.
Okay. And right now, I don't think we would want to do the plumbing service to have that on there. Was there any way we can take that off?
Yeah, absolutely. I can reach out to our Google Verify team. So at the moment, we're just going to focus with HVAC services. Is that right?
Yes.
Again, just for Google guaranteed or paper lead campaign. Because for SEO-wise, we can always optimize plumbing so that he's going to show up in Google. And again, if we receive calls from Google, he won't be billed for that because those are organic leads.
Okay.
I'll check with our Google Verify team today if we can, so we can take up plumbing services. Because I think that's also going to, there's also different requirements for plumbers. But yeah, is it okay if I'll let you know once you hear back from them?
Yeah,
if
that's
you can have it removed and then see what other things need. Okay, wonderful. And then lastly here, aside from the domain access, I think we also need him to send me his personal Facebook URL. Because I remember he doesn't have a Facebook business page. They asked him to create one so he can just give us access to it. But when I spoke with him in February, he agreed that we were going to create one for him instead. But we will be asking for his Facebook URL so we can add him and see the change of business page. So that's also one of the pending items.
Okay, and if he chose not to have a personal one and only a business, can we still do that route, create a business page, and then send you guys the URL to that?
That's it. That's actually a lot better. If you can create your own Facebook business page, you don't have to send us the URL. We're going to send you an email so you can give us access to it.
Gotcha.
Just give us admin access so we can manage the ads.
Okay, perfect. So right now, just be clear, I heard everything that you need from me left. We just need to get our domain information sent over to them. And then the splash, I think that's what I'm finishing up right now, is the the Google Verified application form. I'm just about done there. And then once you guys have that, you'll reach back out to us with the final of everything that we sent you to start operating the leads and everything. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'll be happy to do set up an appointment for the onboarding so we can also discuss time frames. Because sometimes this would normally take time as well to complete the application form. This will go to background check as well from Google. But yes, I'll make sure to take care of this one. So the only thing we needed from you right now is the domain credentials, giving us access to your Facebook business page. I'll send you another email about that. And then also, just remind him to gather reviews on his profile. I did ask him to do that way back in February because I think he doesn't have any reviews yet in his Google business profile. So that's definitely a task factor for him to attract also potential clients.
Okay, perfect. And so right now, this is what that $250 is covering, is us getting all of this to you. We won't be charged the $661 until when?
Not yet. Yes, not yet until the application is done. In fact, if you change your mind to say, for example, if the application was already completed, everything is good to go, and then you chose to hold off, then that's totally fine. Anyway, we'll be calling you for the activation. We only call the budget activation then when everything is already done and good to go.
Okay, perfect. Then I will work on getting these things over to you guys so we can go forward from there.
Of course, yep, we'll be expecting that. I'll resend you these information again via email, okay? Especially with a tiny URL and via text.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing, Evangelina, do you prefer us to call you like the primary contact person, or are we going to call first, Timothy?
You can go ahead and give me a call first, so that's fine.
Okay, wonderful then. All right, that's it. The only thing we have here pending is I'm trying to call in as well yesterday, so I'll send everything that you need today. Do you have any other questions just to make sure?
No, that was everything. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you again for your time. We'll talk to you again soon about your Google Verified thing, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great one.